Hey, this is our podcast about cereal. I'm Luke Wondra.
Cole Keevick.
Isaac Fisher.
Justin Schaefer.
And we're going to be talking about what makes Adnan seem guilty. Well, as it started off, the phone records are a little bit sketchy.
Yeah, they don't all add up to where, like, all the cell towers are.
Some of the information's a little bit splotchy on it about where it happened and where what time the call was made at.
And where the Best Buy phone booth was, they never could really prove that it was there or not there. Or security cameras.
Yeah, a lot of people said that it wasn't actually there.
Another thing that makes them seem pretty guilty is that they had a trial run to see, or the people had made a trial run to see if the timeline matches up, and it didn't.
Yeah, like when he went to the state park, it wasn't, that never really added up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was past track practice time. It would have been like track practice if he was supposed to be at track practice that day, like he was supposed to. He said
sure.
He was.
Yeah, pretty sure he was at track practice that day.
So it just doesn't add up. That doesn't really make sense. It's...
Another reason why he seemed guilty is the way he acted when he first found out that his ex-girlfriend was dead. He was saying it wasn't her and that stuff. She was still out there alive and missing still.
And he also had two different stories when he was talking to the cops.
That's true, yeah.
So that was already a reason why they were looking at him.
Well, what do you guys think makes him seem innocent?
I think
he says that why couldn't be Hayes and crying. He was crying about her death. That was never, he was never mad at her and seemed to be alright with her moving on to another guy, which it seems alright.
Yeah.
But the way that, okay, so the way that he was crying makes him seem innocent, because if he really did that, I don't think that he would be crying over it.
Yeah, he'd be just like, oh, okay, well, that happened.
Yeah. He wouldn't act so surprised. So that's why I think he's innocent, but.
He also seems innocent on the way, he doesn't remember anything from that day besides being at track practice and maybe going to smoke a little weed with Jabe after lunch at school. But he said he was there when the 2:35 bell rung, and he said it took like 15 minutes to get out of school because he had to wait for the buses to leave.
I mean, he wasn't too mad because he was seeing other girls at the time. So, I mean, after they broke up, he was just going out with a bunch of girls. So,
yeah.
Yeah, he was.
I think he moved on.
He was seeing a new lady. She was at a can. You know, it's one of the long
they had
distance.
Already broke up before that because I remember she was on the way to see her new boyfriend, Dan, at the mall. It's just like that was their plan that day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's when she got killed.
She was going to work.
Yeah. And also in Jay's testimony, he said that they went to Patapsco State Park, but that doesn't really line up with what Adnan's track coach told everyone. He said Adnan was out of track practice, so that kind of makes things a little bit fuzzy on Jay's part.
Yeah. Why would they go all the way out there to smoke?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It don't make sense.
Could just pull in an alley somewhere.
Pull over, yeah.
Get some tinted windows, man.
Yeah.
Also, didn't one of their high school friends write a letter saying that he didn't do it.
That was the
that was the girl.
I can't think of her name.
They call it, was that the Catherine lady?
No, that was
I don't remember, but
it started with A, I think, her name.
Oh yeah, it did.
She said like something that she was pressured into by Adnan's parents to say that he was guilty. I mean, to say that he was innocent.
He wasn't guilty.
I mean, I don't really know because
I mean, well, then at the end of the her podcast, it was saying that there's another boy saying that Adnan was at track practice that day, and that Adnan talked to him that day. And besides, he was saying that Hayes wouldn't have been dead at 2:36 because it takes longer than that to get out of the school and keep going. And he said that one of Hayes' friends said that she talked to her at 2:36 before she left because there's a wrestling meet there, and she was
She was
supposed to go with one of the managers, and the other manager was new, didn't know how to write the stats down, and Hay never come back after she was supposed to pick up her little cousin, and she never came back, and the one girl thought that Hay just blew her off and decided to make her figure out the stats for herself instead of coming back and helping her and showing her.
Wasn't there a few people that said that they saw Adnan in the library after school, too?
Yeah.
There was one that wrote it in the letter.
The one that wrote the letter saying.
That's the one. That's the
and
one
then she come back and said that she was pressured into
it. Court just got rid of the letter that she sent because they just thought it was no big deal, but really it had his innocence in it.
They thought it was fluff, just saying that he was
just saying stuff because
just to be like, hey, this is this because I have somewhat of a memory, even though I really don't. Like, just kind of lying to get him out.
Yeah. Also, like Jay said that Adnan was moving stuff around in her trunk after he did it, but they never could find anything to actually link him, like DNA or anything.
They found his fingerprints on the steering wheel. That's about it.
Yeah, but I mean,
your fingerprints are going to stay on a steering wheel for a while.
I mean,
because especially if you guys drive, if you drive that car a bunch.
Yeah, if you were dating.
Broke up not too long ago before this happened. A couple weeks.
They found his and then 14 others that they didn't know.
Yeah, but yeah. Jay said that he was moving all of her stuff around in the trunk looking through it.
Well, yeah, they never found any of his fingerprints back there. They found the new boyfriend's fingerprints around there, but they weren't interested in the new boyfriend's fingerprints. Yeah. I mean, if that don't draw your attention to thinking the other boyfriend didn't do it, then, I mean, why didn't they check him out?
Yeah, I don't know.
They even questioned him at all, the new boyfriend?
No.
I think they asked him when they first found her brother first called her in for missing. I think they called him and asked him if he knew where she was. But I think that was the end of it. I don't think he never got talked to again. I feel like if they're going to bring this new trial in, I think they should try talking to the new boyfriend. I mean, if he don't, it was a long time ago. If he remembers it or not, because it's been a while since that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, you can't believe that everybody's going to remember everything because I think the podcast was made in like 2013,
14. Yeah, it's pretty new.
And so I'm just thinking back in 1999, that's a long time that people could have
remembered.
Yeah. So
yeah, you would have forgot what happened.
Forgot some day. Details
Can't
or
really
something.
Remember what happened.
Yeah.
13 years ago on a specific day.
Yeah.
And that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just there's small details that could have saved him that people could have forgot. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, kind of like the jury. They talked to one of the jury ladies, and she said right off the bat, he just the way they were talking about him, he just seemed guilty. And then
yeah, he never really
had they a chance. The jury that they had in there, he never really had a chance. They were out to put someone in jail, I think, that day.
Yeah, and I mean, they all said that they thought Jay was a nice, respectable kid when he was in trial, but yeah, I mean,
was always
yeah, he did. Yes, he said yes, ma'am, yes, sir.
Well, he was switching up the story a lot too.
Yeah, he also changed the story a couple times. Yeah,
but Jay did that too.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. The way I take Jay's back when he was in high school, he had purple hair. He had different color hair all the time.
Yeah.
He was just kind of rude to everybody, kind of mean.
Yeah, and kind of picked really on him.
But now, when he's in trial, he seems like he's the nicest kid. He don't do drugs or anything. But when he's in school, you can tell like he did. Yeah. You can tell he did drugs, and that just from gathering that from the listening to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Another thing about Jay is that when he played lacrosse, he was naturally athletic and could play. And he also did drugs at the same time, but it never affected him. He always just ran and ran and ran and just kept running too. But nowadays, I don't know. I mean, I would have looked at Jay deeper than what he is. I think Jay was trying to cover up his tracks by using an add-on.
Yeah.
I think this whole case just kind of they didn't dig deep enough in any of it.
All right, so what do you guys think? Who's innocent? Who's guilty?
I think Adnan's definitely innocent, but I couldn't tell you who would be guilty.
I'm thinking Adnan's not guilty, but I think he's guilty to a point. I think he may or may not have helped. He just don't remember it or something like that. But
I mean,
I think Jay's the one that did it, real honestly, or the new boyfriend. You never know.
I feel like Adnan knew about it, but Jay's the one that did it, though. I feel like he's the one that killed her.
I mean, I'm kind of agreeing with Cole. I mean, I agree that, like, he's innocent to a certain point, but, like, the way he switched his story, I don't know if he's completely innocent.
I think he knew something about it.
Jay, he switched his story four different too.
Times.
Yeah. So I'm leaning more towards Jay, but I don't know. I don't know if Adnan had anything to do with it or if Jay was the one that did it and just threw Adnan under the bus.
Yeah.
What about that Mr. S guy?
He was the janitor.
He just had to go take a pee.
Yeah, he was.
Well, I mean.
But he did go really far back.
But like, didn't he go like 130 some feet up there?
Yeah, why did he?
A little ways to go pee.
Yeah, why did he go so far?
I mean, it was a my city question, park, though, so I mean.
My question is why.
I think that. I don't know. I mean,
he went like right to the body.
Well, he stumbled
right over.
That body's Hollywood.
He said that he had to pee really, really bad. Why would you go all the way in?
Yeah.
Why would you go so far to go pee, man? If you had to go bad right now,
right you're door.
Opening the door and stopping and going, man.
Yeah.
If you gotta pee bad, you're stopping right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I don't know.
I haven't heard much from him in the podcast.
Just at the beginning,
you know, and just asking why he's drinking on the way back to work and all that.
Want to go to work, so.
He was asked, if those bottles were his by the body or not, and he said no.
Oh, yeah.
And there was rope by the body, and she was half buried, and kind of her hair was kind of sticking out.
Did they ever take DNA off those things?
No, they never. What I remember is they never tested for any of that.
Yeah, that would
like they should have. But it was 1999.
So the technology
was coming out.
It was still there.
The technology was new. It had some. It wasn't efficient yet. Like it is today.
Yeah, they're just,
they're
just discovering it, and they're trying to get the bugs out.
So, I mean, but I would still think they'd want to test, like, the fibers or something.
I mean, put it under a microscope.
That's another one. Figure out if she. That they didn't go deep enough in this case at all.
Yeah.
They just. I mean, they didn't. They just. I don't. If you ask me, I think they barely.
They skimmed over top.
Scraped the edge, you mean? Barely put a dent in the bucket. Yeah.
But, I mean, it makes you wonder. I mean, if they didn't dig this deep into this case, then it makes you wonder if they've ever other really...
Case, how many cases other, they really want to dig deep into.
I mean, I don't know. It could just be a fact of they're just being lazy, and so they just said, yep, Anon's guilty.
They wouldn't get the commission.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's kind of the way I started seeing it once. Everything kind of got put together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, there was a 3-hour period between Jay's recording testimony against Adnan and at the station. You know, they could have said something, set someone up during that 3 hours without recording. You know, there's a lot of uncovered dirt there in them 3 hours when he could have been talking to them. Detectives, yeah. But he never really seemed like he wanted to tell anybody, and the detectives just stuck with the recording.
I mean,
you know, they could have screwed Adnan over and wanted to put him in there. Jake could have been mad at Adnan and went in there and said all this, made this whole thing up.
At the beginning of the podcast, wasn't Jay mad at him?
Something? Jay was mad at Adnan in the beginning because.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't remember what it was for, but he's pretty mad. Yeah. That's enough motive.
Oh, he was mad because he was talking to his girlfriend because they were. His girlfriend was pretty good friends with Adnan, you know. Oh, that's the only reason Adnan.
And he thought
Adnan associated with Jay, you know.
I mean, that's enough motive for Jay to be like, hey, you're trying to steal my girl. I'm going to show you.
You don't get you put in prison if you talk to my girlfriend.
Yeah, it's no. I think we should start talking about Jay's testimony.
That is a little bit fishy.
I mean, yeah, like Jay says that he helped Adnan hide the body. So I mean, it's kind of like, and,
you know, if,
what
you
do
know,
you
when he told cops that he knew where the car was, then they asked Adnan. They asked Adnan where the cars were. And Adnan had no clue where the cars were. Yeah. You know,
that's because Jay was driving around the whole time.
And Jay knew where where the cars were.
But my thing is.
And the body. Well, he didn't know where the body
was. Shouldn't have Jay got in trouble too because he helped hide the body? So technically he's an accessory to the murder.
I'm pretty sure when they were in that 3 hours, of blank, no return, I think they cut him a deal. You say this about Adnan, we'll clear your name, we'll take out everything, like your drug thing, your all them things, if you testify against Adnan.
Yeah, but I just don't understand why, because it's just, if he had something to do with it, why would they just brush him off like he was nothing?
Well, because they wanted to get the true suspect. You know,
they just kind of kicked him out the door.
Detective,
the true suspect.
Yeah.
I mean, not a lot of it adds up to Adnan if you think about it. Mostly adds up to Jay.
Yeah.
But
you know, Jay knows
where. Be like a sociopath and just playing us the whole time.
Yeah, really, and another thing on Jay's testimony is he says that Adnan called him from the Best Buy parking lot to come get him.
There was no phone.
And they. They didn't have the manager girl. They didn't have one on the outside.
Yeah.
And on the inside, it was only limited for certain people. They wouldn't let anybody from the outside. Yeah, it was only a staff phone. So there would be no actual way that Adnan could have called Jay.
Just lied about that.
I mean, they went and dug up the blueprints from when it was built. There was no telephone on the outside.
And they went to Verizon.
Oh yeah, they went to the phone
to see if the phone
ever actually was.
Phones are actually ever there, and the detectives that were looking into it just covered it up and stuck with stuck with the phone being there, because I think that's what put it in play for the jury, is that phone. If they would have said that phone wasn't there, I don't think anybody would believe.
Yeah.
And he also said that Adnan was wearing a pair of red gloves when he got there. Did they
find any red gloves?
They never found a pair of
red gloves. I never heard anything about a pair of red gloves.
Well, Jay also said that he dumped stuff into the dumpster at Best Buy, and they didn't find anything in there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, I don't understand it.
And even that kid that was stealing stuff from Best Buy, going to steal CDs,
he even said
that there was no phone.
Yeah.
Or was it that wrestling manager girl, you know, that said that?
It was one of them
saying that there was never no phone there.
Yeah, there was for sure no phone there, so how would Adnan make the call to Jay without a phone?
Yeah, I don't understand how they would get in hold,
because didn't Jay
supposedly had Adnan's phone, so that would
So Jay or Adnan unless, had no way to call.
Unless Adnan asked somebody if he could borrow their phone. But that would be risky because they could trace the number back.
And
I guess they never did.
The number that they, at that 236 call, you know, there was no number. It was a call from a payphone.
Yeah, Hold on. Since Jay had Adnan's phone the whole time, were they tracking around Jay?
Yeah, driving around.
Yeah, Jay was just driving around while.
Not Adnan.
Well, Adnan was with him for a little bit. Jay dropped him back off at school. He finished school. Then they had a little bit of time in between school. He went to the library, and then Jay picked him up, and then Jay brought him back to track practice, supposedly.
And apparently only took 20-something minutes for the murder to happen.
I don't know how that
happened. I mean, they had to wait 5 minutes for the buses to clear out.
Yeah. And then they had to wait 15 minutes.
It was like a 15-minute drive, counting the stoplights and everything.
Yeah.
And all the traffic that they were going through.
Yeah. And then they gave it like a minute to do the actual killing. It would have took 1 minute to strangle somebody.
I don't think she was dead at 2:36. I think it was later than that.
I do too.
It would have had to been. I mean, because the way that they're telling it, it can't happen that fast.
Yeah.
Lots of unknowns in this story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a lot of stuff that I wish that they would clarify.
And you know when they brought that special team in to see if he was guilty or not, and they come in and went over all the evidence and all that stuff, even though all the evidence wasn't there because the state has gotten rid of some, but they said he wasn't guilty at all. I mean, he was clean.
Yes.
But
I mean, because they actually dug deep into it, and they did it right.
The police did not dig deep enough at all, I feel.
I think we should start talking about, like, what we found interesting in this podcast.
I liked how it was always, you never know what's going to happen. You're always on the edge of your seat, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, like, the way that they did follow the call log everywhere that Jay and Adnan went, I kind of liked how they actually did that instead of just estimating.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Luke. You're always on the edge of your seat. I mean, you're always expecting something new about the case.
And
was leading you on. Yeah. It kept you interested in it. You know, it wasn't the same thing. It wasn't just dragging out long.
It wasn't the same information all the time. It was new stuff every episode.
So,
What
did you not like about it?
Well,
I couldn't say that there's anything I didn't like about it.
I don't like the fact that everything just doesn't add up. Like, cops, they didn't
dig
deep into it. And
you know,
that's just kind of what I don't like.
But, you know what I don't like about it? How quick they went to Jay. I mean, they went straight to Jay.
I mean, Adnan.
They went straight to Adnan. After Jay said that Adnan did it. I mean, they didn't even check the other boyfriend at all. They didn't even question him, which that just makes me mad. You know, just because Jay had no chance after that. After Adnan started talking all this stuff on it.
Yeah. Well, we might not ever find out what happened, but that's what we got to say about it. Hope you enjoyed it. See you next week.